There is a minig in some communities that on Friday night in shul, Friday night at home, you have an obligation. But there's a custom in shul Friday night to make kiddush at the end of davening. And there's a discussion, again, as we'll see, yesh v'yesh today, but there's a minig, and where is the source of this? So the source of kiddush in shul goes back actually to the Gemara. The Gemara in Pesachim and Daf Kuf Aleph discusses a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. When you recite Kiddush in Shul, are you Yotze Kiddush? So Rav says you are Yotze Kiddush, you might have to go home and make a new bowl of Piragafim, but you're Yotze Kiddush. Shmuel says you're not even Yotze Kiddush because you need Kiddush for Makam Suda. The Gemara asks, according to Rav, if you're Yotze Kiddush in Shul, why do you go home and repeat Kiddush? He says, to discharge, to exempt the people who you make, people at home who haven't heard Kiddush, you're making it for them. And the Gemara goes on, according to Shmuel, who says, you can't be Yotze Kiddush in Shul, so what's the point of making it in Shul? He says, because back in the day, the guests, there used to be people who eat and sleep in Shul, and therefore it's Kiddush when one comes to it. So the Gemara already talks about it between Rav and Shmuel on whether they made Kiddush in Shul. So we seem to, Tosis points out anyway, and we seem to pass in like Shmuel, that you need Kiddush b'makam suda. So that made, so the Rizman HaGemara made sense. So Shai listen to Rishonim, when you have no one in Shul, anymore, people don't eat and sleep, they eat, but they don't sleep in shul. So why do we continue this custom halacha of Kiddush? Well, do we continue? And if we do, why? So there'll be different approaches. So many Rishonim try to justify the approach. The Ran writes, Rabbeinu Nissim, that he says it has to do with Kavana. If one has Kavana, well, if you make Kiddush in one place and you have Kavana eating in a different place, so that's considered Kiddush b'makam suda, according to Shmuel. Based on a Yerushalmi and Brachas. That talks about if you want to eat in the Sukkah and Shmini and Tzeres, you can make Kiddush in your home. However, many disagree with this. So, but either way, but according to the Ran, that's the Bizman Azeh, as long as you have Kavana to finish your man home, that's a great extension of Kiddush B'Makam Suda. Other Rishonim say, Einachinami, not Yotze Kiddush B'Makam Suda. However, there are different levels. There's Kiddush D'Araisa B'Dvarim, so at least the people who aren't going to make Kiddush at home, so therefore, at least they're hearing Kiddush here. And there's a third approach at Iran. We'll come back to shortly. There's a fourth approach, or we'll call it our third approach. They quote the Mordechai, other Rishonim, that it's a big Kiddush that the Mordechai quotes. It's something Ramosha says in a different context, but he says, even though you need Kiddush for Makam Suda, but a Kiddush without Makam Suda, so many assume it's an invalid Kiddush. So they think, no, it's a valid Kiddush. You just have to go home and you have to make another Kiddush. Like Ramosha writes by Shabbos morning. The Kiddush Shabbos morning. So, what's the Nakadam Bezonah? So Kiddush is a Heter Achila, and then you make another Kiddush home. So those Rishonim who say regarding the Friday night Kiddush, that you make Kiddush, but you have to go home, and there's no problem. But you have to go home and now make a Kiddush from Makam Suda. Perhaps it's only Mitzvah Button. Either way, that's one approach. Another approach of the Or Zarua, and the quote from the Shailas with Chuvas Min HaShamayim, that this is questions answered in heavens. That they pose questions to the Malachim. Even though normally we know we don't allow Imashkif and Labasko, the Gemara of Ramatzia, Nun Tesamabez. Since they have shitas that say that Kiddush and Shua on Friday night is good, so therefore we could bolster, but even without the, we have the Or HaZeruah. Well, the Or HaZeruah writes it's done as a public declaration of Shabbos, like we, it's different, it's a presuming Nisadim, but the Vilna Gaon writes by Hallel Leil Pesach. So he says there's an Inyan, you know, I guess it could be based on a Ramban, Mikrai Kodesh, so there's an Inyan to publicize, to make it, and that's what you're doing, you're publicizing, although the Shabbos davening is doing it, but the Kiddush is just going to add an extra. And that's what he brings down in the Shilas Rosh Hashamayim. It's based on Berov Am Hadras Melech, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is glorified in a big, when Kiddush is recited publicly. So, they point out the issue with the Or HaZeruah's approach is the Gemara gave different reasons for it. So maybe saying, the Or HaZeruah is explaining, Bizman HaZeh, when we no longer have the Orchim issue anyway, there's a secondary issue of this making it public, which is Kiddush is all about. So we want to make a public, so that more people enjoy, you make a public decoration. So we have all these, so the first four approaches are justifying the practice that we do continue, even though there are no guests in Shul, we do make it, because some say, because you have Kavana, so it's Kavana makes the Kiddush Makom Suda, you know you're going to go home after. The other approach is that Rabbeinu Yonah knows that you don't say Kiddush min HaTorah. At least some people are hearing Kiddush. We have a third approach that even though it's not Kiddush from Makom Suda, it's still a good Kiddush, and then when you go home and make another Kiddush, like Rav Moshe by the Heter Achila Shabbos morning, then you could go have Kiddush and have like two and a half non-mizonos, it's no problem, then you just have to go home and make a Kiddush from Makom Suda. You have the Or HaZeruah about it's like a public declaration, Barov Am Hadras Melech. And then and the other approach is, by the Ran quote in Psachim, I think the Dafei Harif Yud Tes Amud Beis, that I guess the whole discussion is if you have a custom or a law that Chazal enacted and no longer applies, so the Ran writes it's an absolute obligation, even though the reason was enacted for guests, but even though there are no more guests, you still continue to practice. And he brings a raya also, he says, by the Magen Avos tefillah, we say at the end of davening Friday night. It was, why did we do it? Because those that used to be davening out in the field. And even though that hasn't been an issue for a long time now, we have davening in the cities, we nevertheless still do it. So that's to the Ran wants to say, so it's like a low plug. That you do it even though the reason doesn't apply. To Halacha L'maaseh, it seems to be a machlokas, number one Ashkenaz Sfard, but Eretz Yisrael Chutz L'Aretz. Shulchan Aruch says that, I'm not sure what the meaning of among the Sfardim are, but some have a custom, the Shulchan Aruch says, to make Kiddush and Shul Friday night. He recommends against doing that. And he says the minhag of Eretz Yisrael is not to do it. The Magen Avraham quotes, people should make Kiddush and Shul. That was the custom among many communities. So some want to point out, because in Eretz Yisrael they never had guests living in the Shul. So therefore, they stopped it. In Chutz Laaretz, they still had people living in Shul, so therefore they continued the practice. So the Shulchan Aruch says against. The Rama writes, he seems to say the minhag in different places where to do it. So yesh v'yesh, and there's a further debate. Even if you did do it, some want to say over COVID, when the minig, for whatever it was, 6 months, a year, 2 years, that you didn't do, you didn't drink because of wine, because of COVID, etc. So now you don't have to go back. So there's certain shuls that who did do it, who stopped doing it. So you have on one end, you have those who say that it no longer applies, you shouldn't do it. Those who say you should do it, and they give different reasons why. And even those who say initially you should have done it, but since the minig no longer exists, and perhaps it's preferable not to do it, but we have no option, so now you don't have to go back and post-COVID, you don't have to go back and continue the minig of making kiddush and shul Friday night.